Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Colonel, it's great to have you in Mason and Mason County here in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country for a great visit here with the local Republican Party.
It's a fantastic honor to be here. First time in Mason. Of course, I've been north of here and south of here, down, you know, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, and everywhere. So it's good to be here in Mason.
Well, you're coming here for the meeting of the Mason County Women's Republican Party, or the Republican Party in Mason County. What is the basic gist of the message that you're going to be talking about with these folks tonight?
The theme is their Constitution Dinner. And so we're going to talk about the Constitution, because I think right now we find ourselves in this country and here in Texas in a constitutional crisis. And I think it's very important we get back to our fundamentals, get back to our rule of law, understanding individual rights, freedoms, and sovereignty, so that we can get this great country back on track. And we got to preserve this incredible Texas Republic for our future generations. But we only do that if we abide by our Constitution.
As you look at the current political environment across the country, what's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that there are two different philosophies of governance that is out there. It's constitutional conservatism and progressive socialism. And it is all based upon what is the right and true relationship between the individual and the institution of government. But right now you see some people that believe the institution of government is supreme over the individual. And that's why we have all these mandates, edicts, orders, and decrees, which means that you live in a constitutional monarchy instead of a republic. So we have got to get back to the rule of law.
Are you concerned about where we're going?
You know, I may be concerned, but when I see the reaction and the response of people, they're stepping up to the plate. 2 years ago, no one was showing up at school board meetings. Now they're showing up all over the place.
That's very true. It is a change in the attitude of folks.
It is a change in the attitude of folks, and I think that when you press Americans and Texans too much, I mean, they start to respond back. And Winston Churchill had a great quote when he said that you can always trust and depend on Americans to do what is right after they've tried everything else.
That's true. Well, you've announced that you're running for governor of Texas. You were the Republican Party chairman for a while. What prompted you to make that decision?
When I look at the legislative priorities that the grassroots at the state convention of the Republican Party of Texas bring forth, and the fact that it is just dismissed, disregarded, I did not like how the grassroots here and Republicans are treated by the people that they got elected to the state house, to the state senate, and to the governor's mansion. And also, when you look at the critical situation we have on our border, knowing right now there's another 60, maybe 70,000 that is heading our way, Texas should not be the number one state for human and sex trafficking in the United States of America. And just this past week, we saw what is happening and all these flights that are taking off from Texas with illegal immigrant minors landing in Tennessee, Florida, New York, what have you. So we've got to stop that.
And from your standpoint, what do you want to do? If you're elected governor, what would be your sort of approach?
You go to the Constitution. The Constitution says that the federal government is supposed to protect every state in the union from invasion. And when they don't do that, which is what we see happening, the Constitution says that the states, if actually invaded, can take action when there's imminent danger without any admit of delay. So that's what I want to do. The other thing is we see our property tax situation. We've got to do better by people. Folks here in Texas need to be able to own their homes. Even if you pay off your land, you pay off your mortgage, you still don't own your home. And that's Marxist in nature. That's the elimination of private property. And I think the other key thing that we've got to make sure that we're doing is we're protecting our electric grid system. We should never be in a situation like we were this past February, where Texas looks like North Korea on a satellite map at night.
You mentioned things that you're interested in. You have a sort of priority list of the issues you want to focus on?
Well, number one is our border, because it's a drug trafficking crisis, human and sex trafficking crisis, public health crisis, national security crisis. People down in Panama pulled out 52 individuals out of this caravan, quote unquote, that are on the terrorist watch list. So the bad guys are infiltrating. And I think also we've got to deal with these cartels as transnational narco criminal terrorist organizations. They're firing across the border into Texas. That's an act of war. And we need to deal with them as insurgents, just the same as I saw in Iraq and Afghanistan.
There she is beside
No, because, you know, when I think about it, Lynn, if you don't protect your sovereignty, if you don't make sure that you are a sovereign state, then nothing else will matter.
Anything else? Any other issues that are important to you that we haven't touched on?
Well, I think the free and fair elections, but that's also tied to the border, because when we look at the hundreds of thousands monthly that are coming across into Texas, we got to make sure that those folks don't end up on voter registration rolls.
Well, it's great to have you in Mason, Texas.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much, Lynn. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.